Welcome back, everybody, to today's Brexit podcast. It's a rare treat for you today because you have both myself, your host, Tim Hemming, and my co-host, Jennifer Hahn, in the recording studio for today's show. Hey, Jen.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Today's is a bit of a different one. We went to see a play yesterday, which was called The Majority. Tell us a bit more about it, Tim.
Thank you. Well, you went to see it, so you can tell us about it as well. What The Majority is a new play from Rob Drummond, who is a playwright, a Scottish playwright, and it's an interactive play. So we had some little handsets where we could press one for yes and two for no. So straightforward, even we could follow it. And it was about decision making and values and voting and democracy and the Scottish independent and Brexit. And what it set out to do was challenge our views on various things, from neo-Nazis to freedom of speech to more serious topics like, should we let people go for a toilet break? Or if people turn up late, should we let them in? So that was the construct. As somebody mentioned, as we walked out, it was an unusual construct, but I quite enjoyed it.
yeah, so did I. I also think it touched a lot on the topic of sort of the polarization of political opinion that we're experiencing at the moment. So I really thought it was quite poignant.
Well, that was why we went, wasn't it? I mean, we did try to link it back to the podcast. Yeah. Yeah, it was about looking at other people's values, taking them in, seeing how they affected your own values, or whether we should be more liberal. Actually, that was one of the early questions, wasn't it? Should we be more liberal?
So it sort of started out, because obviously you need to get the audience a bit more comfortable with the whole process of pressing one for yes and two for no. So we did a couple warm-up questions and then sort of also established at the same time how the audience was made up, which was quite interesting. So it was saying, I'm liberal, I'm a man, I'm white, what were the other ones? I feel like there was more.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff like that. Should we let latecomers in? But so that was a thread through the show, but the actual show was based, it was Rob's one-man tale of how he'd sort of been politicised through the various voting processes, right, of the past couple of years, and how he got bewitched by a radical social apiculturalist, right, which is a beekeeper, right?
Yes, it is.
From the Scottish Highlands, as you knew.
Which is a funny story, yeah. So basically, Rob didn't vote in the Scottish independence referendum, which, as he mentioned, was sort of the deciding political question of his time, and he just didn't vote because he didn't really know what to do. And then he sort of goes on this quest where he's thinking, I should be more political, I want to be more political, and finds this inspirational figure, who's really quite crazy and thinks there's a Nazi conspiracy in his little town in Scotland.
I think there were a lot of strong-minded folk in the performance last night in the audience. So do you think many of those walked out with a changed view on how they should see people with opposing views in life?
I think that's kind of hard to judge, personally. I definitely think it made me reconsider, which is always good, because I fall victim to this issue a lot of being very stuck in my own views and just not even listening to other people's opinions and just sort of being like, this is what I think and obviously it's right. And I think the really poignant thing that was brought up to me was that it feels exactly the same way to be right and to be wrong. So I believe very strongly in my views, but so does the person that's disagreeing with me, and we probably feel exactly the same way, if that makes sense, even though our beliefs themselves are different. So I think that's quite interesting, because you're just not gonna get to anyone by calling their beliefs stupid. You need to actually listen and maybe reconsider that maybe part of what you think is wrong, yes, part of what they think might be wrong as well, but you need to be able to admit that fault rather than sticking to your guns completely. And if that got through to someone as thick-headed as me, I'm hoping it might have gotten through to some other people as well.
So do you think if Rob's, and I appreciate it hasn't quite got a nationwide audience just yet, but do you think if Rob's play had gone out before the EU referendum vote, and everyone in the country had made to go and see it, we would all now be a little more forgiving of people who didn't quite see eye to eye with us.
I think this is a really big debate about the impact that you think theatre can have, which is a very big question that I'm probably not qualified to answer, of whether you think that watching a play can make an actual behavioural difference or even a psychological difference in...
Did you actually like it? Did you enjoy it? Would you recommend it?
I think it was interesting in that I really liked the idea of doing the vote and sort of... It was literally a play that made you think because you then had to make a decision. Obviously, plays are mostly a passive experience, at least on the surface, so you can sort of watch it without having to think too much about it, but because you were required to engage, you sort of had to question your decisions a bit and really engage with the material that was being presented. So in that way, I really enjoyed it, but at the same time, it was quite... Because it made you think that much, it was also a bit exhausting, and after a while, it's sort of the same point that's being made again, which is things are relative and we should come together. And I think it could have maybe been a tiny bit shorter, but overall I did really enjoy it.
So some of the questions were quite morally and ethically challenging, and it got to a point, I remember thinking at the start that my typical nature is to be quite contrary, and I'm going to be quite contrary on the button. So if he said it was black, I was going to say it was white, and vice versa. But I did find myself buying into it quite a lot by the end. So by the quite quickly, in fact, so I was answering the questions honestly, and I was kind of invested in the show in that respect. But some of the questions were challenging, and it was difficult to know whether yes or no was the right answer. There was not necessarily a right answer. Exactly. Yeah. But did you find that you were looking forward to the next question, or did you think that after a while, were you dreading it?
As in, did I get decision fatigue at some point?
I don't know. As in more like, okay, bring it on, or actually I don't think these questions are becoming more and more difficult for me to kind of countenance, so therefore I actually don't want to be put in this position again.
No, I think it was still really interesting. I don't think, because obviously you're not making the decision in real life. It doesn't technically have any consequences. So I didn't have any issues making it at the time. And I was genuinely, because they would then, it's not like you would just make the decision and then you would sort of sit with that, but the results from the entire room would be broadcast onto these screens. So after each decision, there would sort of be a screen saying 50% yes, 50% no, or something like that. And I always thought it was really interesting to then see straight after what the result was and then hear the reaction from the entire audience to that result. So I think it was really, the energy there was really interesting because people would, as I said, not just passively sit, but sort of play off each other and play off the play and the results and everything, which is a really interesting dynamic. And obviously that means every show is going to be different, which is also interesting.
A lot of interesting stuff.
Very
there.
Interesting.
One point that you've just brought up, and I did read it in a review that was put out quite quickly after that press screening, was that... And Rob made the point quite a lot that it's only theatre and our views are without consequence, so they don't really matter. And when we were making those decisions on the play last night, I wasn't sure how real it was.
I
didn't know how truthful that was, so I didn't know whether my decisions were actually at times making a difference. But also I wonder whether, whilst the reviewer in Time Out said that undermined the show somewhat because your decisions were without consequence, I wonder whether people bring that across to real life voting decisions where they either think, I'm not going to vote because it doesn't make a difference,
yeah,
or I'm just one voice in X million and actually it's not going to swing the vote anyway. And therefore, if that thing is, it's all only theatre anyway.
Yeah.
And how real it is. I think that was an interesting point.
Actually, speaking about that, the play also made a really interesting point. Interesting again. Made a really good point about people who decide not to vote. So it sort of used this ongoing metaphor throughout the play of a train barreling towards a group of workmen, and you being able to stop that train and divert it to another track where only one person would die if the train crashed into them, and whether you would make that decision or not. And the play basically equated not pulling the lever and letting the five people die with not voting, which I thought was a really, really interesting metaphor. I'd not heard it. I've heard that sort of dilemma before. It's a generally posed dilemma that people say, like, oh, decisions are difficult. Example. And then that one always comes up. But I'd not heard it related to voting, which I thought was really, really interesting, which is such a convincing point for that, because it's basically saying, by not doing anything, you're still doing something, in that you could have intervened and maybe changed it for the better and done something positive, but you chose to stand back, and as a result of that, bad things happen. So you're still responsible, even if you don't do anything.
Or in terms of Brexit, well, we could make that argument that many people have said, that we should not even have been given the vote in the first place. So we should not have been given the opportunity to intervene and actually make things worse.
Yeah, that was quite a dramatic comparison then.
Final question. Press one if you'd recommend the show, or two if you wouldn't.
I'd press one, definitely. I think I said this earlier, but yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. And the play is still on until, I believe, the 28th of August.
Yep, the majority runs until August the 28th at the National Theatre in London. And you can also catch up with Rob for a Q&A on August the 24th. Thanks for listening to today's Brexit podcast. You've been listening to Tim Hemming and Jennifer Hahn. And theme music by Kevin.